You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, part of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. Check out all their awesome basketball shows today at hoopheadspod.com. And we're back with another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from the Lakers Fast Break. Pop Culture Cosmos, Game Source, Inside Sports Fantasy Football. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our shows. And if you can, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break. I know, 5, like a facepalm. There you go. But if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture, including right there at Pop Culture Cosmos on Facebook, we have the list of winners for the Oscars. Plus, we'll be covering that, the box office, and so much more on our Monday episode. Plus, also as well, our good friends at the LakersBall.com site, where they have a game time chat. Oh my gosh, that game time chat on LakersBall.com. You see him going crazy right now, right next to me. LakersBall.com, they have a game time chat, and it went from the super high to the super low right there for you. Plus, our good friends at LakerHolics.com. Laker Tom may not come on tonight because he may be upset. He might have thrown a TV out the window, but he'll report on it at LakerHolics.com. Please be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com, plus also our friends of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. And if you could support all that, it is sincerely appreciated. Believe me, after a night like tonight, it is sincerely appreciated. Was it the turn ankle that he suffered during the first half? Was it the 2 Razzies that he earned, quote unquote, for his performance in Space Jam, A New Legacy? Whatever it was a horrible weekend coming to an even worse result because the Lakers, after a tremendous first half, their best first half of the year, shooting 67%, leading by 20 at the half, decided to go ahead and come out after a 5-day rest. And the New Orleans Pelicans, having played the previous night and one more game, on top of that, during that 5-day break, came out in the second half like they were the team that had 5 days rest and totally destroyed the Los Angeles Lakers in the second half, outscoring them 67-39. And unfortunately, the Lakers, they just couldn't ride the train as it swept on by, and they end up losing 116-108, falling to 10th place in the Western Conference. If you look at the standings right now, the Lakers are an abysmal, absolutely abysmal 31-43 with a game in front of San Antonio for being out of the play-in. LeBron scoring 20 in the first half, scoring 39 overall. Just he couldn't even get going late in the game. His ankle or whatever was just bothering him a lot. 7-13 from 3, 39 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, still wasn't enough. Russell Westbrook with a okay game, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, but unfortunately, okay games aren't going to help you in games like this. Malik Monk with 23, he was the only spark throughout the game that I saw, but Carmelo didn't show up, Stanley Johnson was horrible, THT was DJ Augustine, after he came in and hit two early shots, he was nothing. Austin Reeves was horrible. Dwight Howard was okay at best. And Wenyen Gabriel was Wenyen Gabriel. And here today to go ahead and talk about the game is a good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check his game time chat at LakersBall.com, where he goes and he rants along with the great people that are there. And my, it went from the high to the low, as I said earlier. It is Joe Soro. And Joe, I know today you found new levels of pain and new depths to go to as the Lakers. We keep talking about the new depth for the Lakers this season. After winning two Razzies, turning his ankle, having a great first half, and coming out with the worst second half of the year, I think this team has found a new low, and so has LeBron.
Where do we start?
We can start anywhere, man. I can tell you we can't start with the latest episode of Winning Time because I've not been able to see that as of yet.
Neither have I.
It just dropped about 50 minutes ago.
I do work for a living, and when you're an owner of a business, there is no weekends. Now, the benefit of owning a business is you can do things that people do on weekends during the weekdays. So that's the trade-off. Now, I had a pretty productive day today, fully expecting the Lakers to win and giving us a cushion, at least against the Pelicans. I watched 24 minutes of NBA basketball.
Yes, you did.
With the Lakers versus, or I should say, at the New Orleans Pelicans. And I felt pretty darn well. I have to admit, I was even a little bit more pep in my business while I was watching the game. And then I started watching what I've been watching for the last 3.5-4 months, which is a combination of, I'm trying to think of another word. I don't think coward or non-motivated or uninspired or ridiculous, or I don't know what other word I can use. I mean, I am college educated, but I'm not a thesaurus either. So let's just put it this way. I mentioned on the Game Time chat that if there's going to be a documentary of the 2021-22 Los Angeles Lakers, the headline on that documentary will be 36 Minute Men. Now, in any walk of life, other than in sports, unless, of course, the time is 36 minutes or less, that's a good thing. In our case, in the NBA, it's a terrible thing to be known for. And the Lakers have played 75% of the season every game. Virtually every game. If you average it out, it might be even less. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. LeBron James is a phenomenal athlete, a even more phenomenal basketball player. However, he is lacking in the ability to inspire this team as its leader. Is it his fault? Is it not his fault? It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. AD as a bench cheerleader, that's obviously not doing anything. Frank Vogel's rotations, Frank Vogel's commentary in and out of the games, practices. Again, I'm not at the practices. I just go by his body language on the sidelines as well as the interviews that he does pre and post, or actually during the game as well. This is an uninspired, weak-minded, ridiculous, needs to end team. I never want to see this team ever play basketball again, but I am going to go through what's remaining, and hopefully I don't have to bear watching this team in the play-in. I've put my foot down at this point. I am not in any way supporting this team to be in the playoffs in any way. I want them to die a miserable death so that I cannot die of a miserable death, figuratively, of course, guys, because my life is fent.
Laker Tom might have, because he's not reporting in here, so I'm kind of worried about him.
Well, again, the Lakers right now have become the only negative in my life. Now, again, sports does that. We, you know, you can't win every year. But the problem with the way they're losing is, if you don't care, why should we care? If it wasn't for this show and the ascension that it's having, I would have continued to do my work and been very, very productive today instead of very productive. But I do love the Lakers, and they have given me a lot of joy. I will give them that, of course. But it's not about the Lakers at this point. I'm not talking about the Lakers organization. I'm talking about the current players. The current players are the problem. And you can say to some degree or all degree, the coaching. The whole team, in terms of its performance, is an embarrassment beyond embarrassment from a sport standpoint. And I that's the battle I have, not being too vicious or being vicious, because I don't want to come out and be ungrateful. Because again, in this century alone, we've been fortunate enough to see 6 world championships. That keeps me at bay a little bit. But at the same time, I believe I can be vicious to those who are playing right now. Right now, I would not in any way, other than LeBron, and there are some players that I don't really blame too much. But again, it's just one of those things where the parts are just not going to work or aren't working or whatever. Maybe they'll work next year. But as of right now, as of today, as of March 27th, 2022, if they came to me today, right now, and said, what should we do? I would basically say, and I could do whatever I want, I would say, take LeBron out and just discard everything else. Start over. I mean, really start over. And that's it. There is nothing else to say that we haven't already said. It is a disaster that doesn't die. It's not dying. The only way it dies, if it dies. No more, we win a game next week, and oh, maybe this is it. No, no. This cancer has spread, and it's terminal. It's just a matter of time. There's no more chemo. There's no more macrobiotic, whatever diets. It's over. You need to go to the house, lay in your bed, drink as much, eat as much as you can, and wait for the Grim Reaper to arrive. That's what I'm waiting for this team. And then next year or this summer, we could talk about some real stuff instead of constantly having this pit in my stomach that doesn't go away the second they have a 12, 15, 20-point lead that goes down to 3, and I know what's going to happen after that. Why? Because there's always some nobody that comes out of nowhere and doesn't miss a shot, and they don't miss free throws. We miss free throws nonstop. We're always at that 60, 65% range when it matters.
Yeah.
What else can I say? What else can I say before my volume goes even higher? I needed to calm down so much, I had to put RoboCop on TV to calm myself down, because that's just kind of how I feel right now.
Yes, that's always the mild, relaxing, non-violent movie that you can go ahead and check out.
I'm not playing this up. This is how my mind works. So for those of you who are watching and listening, this is my life. This is how I cope. I cope with more aggression to kill aggression. It works for me.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
I don't feel like that people have done that as much, especially with this international release.
You can get it out there right now.
I know you can get it out there, but it feels like this time last year, people have just been like, oh,
you
can
get
you go.
The
Here's
cell
a copy,
phone version, you know, that was taped somewhere where it's like, you know, shell shaky, has some dude or some family that's walking right in front of you as they're finding their seat with the popcorn already in hand.
No,
you know,
come
that,
on. Really?
Yeah, that version is already available.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
with a mono sound. There you go.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the worst part. You only get sound on the left ear, not the right ear.
like to put a goal at a time, family. Something like that. You can find that version already if you really want it. That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. The Lakers came out with their best first half performance and their worst second half performance of the season. They were up by 23 and still managed to lose 116-108 in a must-win game. Now the Lakers don't own the tiebreaker. New Orleans owns the tiebreaker. So when you look at them now, as far as where they're at in the standings, the Lakers now have to not only win, no, I'm going to say outright, but they do have to go ahead. They're a half game behind New Orleans, but you might as well say they're a game and a half because they actually have to be jumping ahead of New Orleans because they don't own the tiebreaker. New Orleans does. Even if the Lakers win later this week against New Orleans, now the Lakers find themselves squarely in 10th place in Western Conference, only a game up on San Antonio after this debacle of a performance. And right now, that's all you can say because the Lakers had every advantage going in. They had 5 days off. They had motivation, LeBron did, of going ahead and showing up everybody because of what happened at the Razzies, where he won two awards personally, and Space Jam, A New Legacy, won three awards, quote-unquote won, at the Razzies for the worst performances in cinema in 2021. He had all the motivation in the world. The Lakers had all the motivation in the world because they've been hearing it, and they had 5 days rest, and they still managed to not get it done. This is by far and away, in a season full of disappointments, the biggest disappointment of 2021/2022. This will probably be the new low for the Lakers as we head going forward. Maybe if they suffer another loss that puts them into 11th in the Western Conference, you could say that might do it. But right now, we're on a low that all fans for Lakers are really having trouble dealing with right now.
One of the questions I would love to ask, because I think I'm anticipating what's going to be said at the end of the year. And this is the this is probably one of the few negatives that I have with LeBron as well, is there's going to be the excuse of, well, we didn't have Anthony Davis, we didn't have none. You know, when you're up 20 and you're an NBA player or NBA players, you're not supposed to lose that game. So whether AD or not was playing in this game, it's not an excuse. The Lakers at one point, I don't know if it's like that right now. I know a few months ago, they had relinquished the most double-digit leads in a game for loss, right? So yeah. What that tells me is your focus is below grade. It's about focus. You have the talent. You have a good amount of talent, not great talent, but you have a good enough talent to hold on to 20-point leads. And at this point, where do we go? Where do we go before we start to really get grayer in the head? How important is this in our lives to have to be concerned about a basketball team that is gutless? Because we're wanting our team to win. We're Laker fans, and we've seen them win. And you have an all-time great plan, yet for some reason, they're just not inspired. The team is not inspired to be great. They're not inspired to go through the trials and tribulations, all those nice cliche words that everybody loves to use, and persevere. They don't want to go through that and say, you know what, let's get this. Let's get to a spot where once AD gets back, we can shock the world. Nah, they're quitters. That's what they are. You know, the guys that are in battle, like if you were to use this as an analogy, the guys that are battling, do you want these kind of guys battling with you if you really needed them? No. And it's got to be pretty subtly brutal. I'm trying to be as subtle and as brutal as I can without being really, really brutal.
They need brutal right now. That's the thing.
So the brutality needs to be.
They need to be
just
as brutal as
the
season has been brutal.
Just die. Go get out of the play-in. I don't want to even watch them play in the play-in. I don't want to see any more games. I'm watching the games that are scheduled now. We got to play all 82. Fine. After 82, I really don't want to watch this team play anymore. They're not. They haven't shown me anything all year, not even a little bit. And actually, they have showed me. They've showed me that they think they're better than they are. That's all they've shown. And when you do that, you better be better than you are, or you're gonna get this result. And it's like that in life. You know, you run into people who are constantly they've got this, you know, whatever they want to call it, the insecurity that they got to pump themselves up. They got to have big trucks, big cars to show off and all that stuff. You know, the second they got a little positive things going on, all of a sudden, here we are. Yeah. But then when somebody hits them back, do they wither away? I've seen it happen a lot. Actually, I've seen it happen a lot, especially in the business world. And
Might need some surgery, because you've been playing that on the back of your head for the past 20 minutes. So I'm just checking in to see if that's the case.
Well, there's a reason why I'm sitting up a little bit. Once that's, you know, some of the gore has gone away, and now I can kind of lay back and let you guys see some of the normal, you know, PG stuff. But yeah, I thought it'd be a fitting theme to what happened.
I would actually say the Bad News Bears would have been more apropos. But
Bad News Bears, I'd say I'm more of a William Devane Bad News Bears, not. God, I totally went blank on his name. Grumpy old men.
Walter
Matthau. Yeah, I'm more of William Devane Bad News Bears, and a lot of people have cursed me for that, because like, you're a movie guy, and what the hell's the matter with you? There was a time when I was a kid where I liked Caddyshack 2 more than one.
Yeah, you're
because
crazy
that's the first one I watched. That was the first one I watched.
You were crazy on that one.
But then
you
again,
might need to go into surgery after that, my friend.
Hold on. I was a kid. When I became an adult, I'm a huge Rodney Danger fan. As soon as I saw Caddyshack 1, I'm like, oh, yeah, what the hell was I thinking? But I love 2 still. But Caddyshack 1, I mean, come on. When I can't tell you how many times I've said the line that Rodney Dangerfield says when he goes into the shop, that whole line, when he's talking the Wang, when he's talking about the soup and the hat. I mean, I've done that enough to where people are looking at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, man, never mind. So this thing needs to go. It needs to go. I'm going to do my best to entertain as much as I can for the rest of the regular season. And then I cannot wait to discuss options, especially considering we're looking at probably one of the best Final Fours, at least in the last 10 years for us. We're going to have an epic Final Four. Villanova, Kansas, North Carolina, and Duke. UNC and likely Kansas now that, I feel so bad for Nova. They're likely going to have to go through UNC and then Kansas, another storied club, which I believe that was the first team that Krzyzewski beat in his first title win. We go through all this beautiful situation that's happened, and now I got to talk about a heartless, gutless, weak, no good team that just cannot accept that they are below mediocrity, but act like once they have a couple of leads that they're all of a sudden somebody that all of a sudden they're supposed to be afraid of. No good. No bueno.
No good indeed. But I tell you what, please go ahead and be part of the Game Time chat every time out, every game out at LakersBall.com, where you catch Joe Soro as Ox 1947. I really think that Laker Tom is finally here. Laker Tom is here. We were worried about you. We were going to go ahead and send out for police or medics. We thought you threw your TV out the window. We thought you might have had a heart attack or something. It was a horrible game, but Laker Tom is here. You're on mute, but Laker Tom, you are here. Please, before we head on out, we're about ready to close the show, but before we head on out, I want you to go ahead and share your thoughts on the best first half for the Lakers this season. And unfortunately, at the wrong place at the wrong time, after 5 days off and LeBron winning 2 Razzies, they have the worst second half of the season at the wrong
time. Well, you know, this was a microcosm of the entire season, wasn't it?
Well, I'm glad you're okay. That's all I'm worried about.
You know, I mean, it's going to be very difficult for this team, especially if Anthony Davis only comes back for a couple of games, to really even make the play-in tournament at this point, because they can't keep playing at the same percentage. They're not going to win. The only thing that throws everything out in limbo is the fact that some teams aren't going to be really counting on the games that we're going to be playing. So there might be some gimme games near the end that could help the Lakers, but
there better be.
But, you know, I mean, the one sensation I had as I watched the game and I watched the second half and I watched everything sort of all of the good things disappear that we were doing well, you know, the defense that we played in the first half and so forth. The thing that came out to me was that, you know, it might be best that we don't make the play-in tournament and the playoffs, because every one of the games, regardless of whom we play, are going to be anguishing games, because we just don't have the horses to really play with some of these teams. You know, we're talking about the number 10, 9 and 10 teams that we're playing and competing for. And we couldn't hold a 23-point lead against the number 9 team and or the number 10 team, and now we're the number 10 team.
On top of that, on top of everything that we've talked about on today's show, on top of everything, the fact that they're now in 10th place, on top of the fact that, again, 5 days rest, on top of the fact that LeBron earned 2 Razzies, the fact is the Lakers also now, if it stays where it's at now has to give their pick to New Orleans, because the loss today puts them in the range of New Orleans being able to go ahead and get their pick instead of the Memphis Grizzlies. So
yeah, there were a lot of ironies while I was watching the game, seeing Anthony Davis on the bench in street clothes. It's still possible. It's still possible, because that's the thing about basketball. You got one player could make a big difference. Anthony Davis could make a big difference. The problem is that, I mean, is it 100-to-1 shot, 1,000-to-1 shot, or 1,000,000-to-1 shot? I'm not sure which one of those really applies.
One of those shots needs to go to the head.
Can we say St. Peter's? How about St. Peter's?
Yeah, well,
it was a terrible weekend for you as well, because UCLA lost.
It was. Boy, I tell you, that kid from North Carolina really got hot. He was hitting some NBA threes. That was a tough loss.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of tough losses, but no bigger loss for Lakers fans right now than the
It's just hard to sustain any kind of belief that we can pull off a miracle, you know. We'd need some great health news. We need, you know, the bone bruise of the year would have to disappear, and Kendrick Nunn would come back and be flourishing, and Anthony Davis would be bubble AD, and he would suddenly appear, you know, and Friday night's game or something like that, and the Lakers would go on a 6-game winning streak. And
I remember those times when we, you know, believed in Santa Claus. Those were beautiful times. I wish we could go back there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do want to say thank you to Amy, who gave us the thumbs up right there for Facebook. Once again, it's the Lakers with the most disappointing in a disappointing season game that they've had. This has to be the worst. Leading by as much as 23, shooting 67% in the first half, and end up losing after having a 20-point lead at the half. They lost 116-108. They got destroyed in the second half. No excuses. They were rested. There is no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. Laker fans, you have no excuse. You can try and say the turned ankle for LeBron that he had. You can say all that.
He had like two threes
right after turning the ankle.
Yeah, you can say that, but it doesn't work. Nothing flies on this.
You just can't count on doing 11 for 18 in the second half. That's the problem.
No, you can't indeed. But we will be back for more pain and punishment on Tuesday as the Lakers head into Dallas against Luka Doncic on the team that's been playing very well the second half of the season, one of the better teams and one of the surprise picks out there for the playoffs going forward in the Dallas Mavericks. The game, I think, starts at 4 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. It'll be on TNT, so please look out for it indeed. But we will be back then after the game on Tuesday. We'll also have our thoughts on the latest episode of Winning Time, because, again, it just dropped as we're going ahead and talking. So we'll
you want to know something, Gerald? I was watching it with my wife waiting for your call, and I got so interested in the show. My wife says, "What happened to the podcast?" I checked my phone and I saw
you know it. What? Hey, that's fine, because I was going to actually text you off air, and because I was worried about you. I was really worried about you on a personal level, because we know how games like this can stress you out.
If something happens to me, my wife will send out the death notices to everybody on my email list. So
okay,
you don't have to worry, Gerald.
Well, you'll be dead. I will worry about that. I just attended a funeral this past weekend. I don't want to attend another.
I've just been getting emails from spouses of friends, you know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's some, you know, when you get to be my age, that's a scary thing, you know, because you get an email from somebody you haven't heard from in a while, and it's like, uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-oh, indeed. So, especially after
keep your friends like keep your friends close and your enemies further away.
Well, you guys are my friends, and I truly appreciate you coming on again on the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and this is the lowest of lows for any Lakers fan right now as they
season is over.
Yeah, the season is over indeed. But if you have any thoughts, at Lakers Fast Break, at Laker Tom, please be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com. I know Laker Tom's got another article coming out this week. Maybe it's a eulogy. Maybe we'll go ahead and say something like that. But also as well, Joe Soro, you can go ahead and check out his game time chat at LakersBall.com. Please go ahead and check it out today. Once again, the Lakers lose 116-108 in the most disappointing performance of the year. No excuses, Lakers fans. Please, I'm going to hear them. I'm going to see them on social media. There is no excuses. We had the rest. We had the ability. We had the first half charge. We did everything right in that first half, and we still didn't get it done. And all we have to look at is the team itself and the changes that need to be made. But we'll be back. The game against Dallas starts at 4:30. We'll be back for more pain and punishment then on Tuesday night. But for Joe Soro, Laker Tom, it's Gerald Glassford. Please check out all the great stuff that we do. Please need that support. Right now, as Lakers fans, we need all that love and support that you can give us. We truly appreciate it, and we truly want to thank you for watching and listening. And we'll be back on Tuesday night after the game, win or lose. Hopefully it's a win. We need it right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.